WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Bryan police searching a home last week has led to an arrest in the armed robbery of a Westside convenience store almost a month ago. An unidentified 16-year-old boy is accused of taking an undisclosed amount of money from the Chevron at Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Leonard Road. Bryan police is also asking for your help in identifying a man accused of theft last Thursday at the Westside Walmart. A video and screenshot are on our website at WTAW.com. An East Texas man arrested in Brazos County last July 4th has been sentenced an eighth time for drunk driving. 57-year-old Saturnino Vasquez of Hudson, near Lufkin, entered a plea agreement that includes his third trip to prison. The 25-year sentence follows his release from convictions in 2007 and 2011. According to the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, Vasquez's history of DWIs goes back to 1978. The DA's office has also announced plea agreements in two criminal cases from Bryan last year. 26-year-old Cedric Hudson of Hearn admitted to trying to fire a handgun that malfunctioned during a disturbance last May. He was sentenced to 20 years for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. And a Bryan man who authorities described as a drug dealer was sentenced to 25 years after police found $50,000 of methamphetamine in his home. 38-year-old Ricky Conchola was also in a legal possession of two rifles due to a criminal history that included past drug convictions. Along Highway 21 in Northeast Bryan, between the freeway and the airport, is the Castle Heights neighborhood. The Bryan City Council heard this week from longtime residents George Lewis Sr. asking for widening current streets and another way in and out besides the highway.
21 Highway to Old Reliance Road. And also, we're concerned about the creek condition out there. There's been some blockage, and we want to try to get everything fixed up for the people so they won't be flooded out. We have had some floods and things that caused a lady to lose a house.
The council was asked to turn city-owned land into detention ponds to hold water during flooding and for police to be present for more than when officers are making an arrest. In the aftermath of hundreds of layoffs and furloughs from employers in Washington County affecting people in Brazos and surrounding counties, there's a joint effort to expand workforce training at Blinn College in Brenham. Blinn spokesman Richard Bray says an application for a $1.5 million federal grant includes $100,000 from the college.
That includes $50,000 in funding and $50,000 in equipment that would go into the new facility. So right next to the A.W. Hody Jr. Technical Education Center that we have located on the corner of Bluebell Road and Highway 290, if the grant is successful, they will build a $2 million facility that would be approximately 12,000 square feet, and it would be right next to the Hody Center, and there would be a covered walkway between the two.
The Brenham Community Development Corporation pledged $250,000 in cash and $100,000 in land for the new center, and Washington County Commissioners committed $50,000. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news coming up at 6:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Current economic conditions may have caused some to focus a bit more on the return of their investments rather than the return on their investments. Protection of personal or business assets in today's difficult economy can be more important now than ever. A personal or commercial umbrella policy through W.E. Gibson will help provide the coverage needed to protect your hard-earned assets. Give me a call today at 694-1555 and let's get started.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spyder line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spyder, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spyder F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spyder F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spyder, riding has evolved.
With summer upon us, it's the perfect time to think about college and career training opportunities available at Blinn College this fall. Did you know that Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation, and we recently earned national recognition for affordability and community service? With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Be informed about Blinn. Visit us at blinn.edu and see all that we have to offer. Blinn College. Proven.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit, now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
If you were given the option of having a dry cleaner service come directly to your home or office on a scheduled basis, would you take advantage of it? Pride Cleaners offers pickup and delivery at no additional charge. Pride also has an email reminder the night before delivery and an email once they are delivered. Pride Cleaners also provides two personalized valet bags and a door hook for convenience, plus automatic billing. So you see, Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station since 1994 can take care of not only your clothes, but they can take care of you. Pride Cleaners in your home, at your office, and in our community.
I'm Brad.
That was weird. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor. It is 6:11, 11 minutes after 6, sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who will be back with us on a Monday. But before we go any further, we have to take a look at your weather forecast. And this morning it's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Dirt or Last Roof. For more, call 268-ROOF or go online to unitedroofingpros.com.
Strong high pressure still in control of our weather for today. Sunshine, some developing cloudiness, maybe a stray thunderstorm late this afternoon. Temperatures today up to 90 to 95. There may be a shower or a thunderstorm in a few spots this evening. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy overnight, lows near 75. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow, chance for a late day storm, 85 to 90. Partly sunny, maybe a shower or thunderstorm late Sunday, 85 to near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I'll let you know how the Ags did when they announced their annual list of team honors last night. Also, I'll give you an update on how the Rangers fared and also a little bit on the NBA Finals. So that's all coming up right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Boy, that thing has turned into a real barn burner, hadn't it?
Oh, gosh.
The NBA Finals, my goodness.
It's crazy.
Good morning, gentlemen. It is Friday.
Woohoo! Finally.
Not to be redundant, but it's Friday.
Yes, yes, it is. That was all I could think of when I woke up this morning.
God's back on Monday.
Everything will return to normal, Lish.
Yes. Oh, I was going to say, it's Scott. It'll return. Normal? All right, we're going to start off with crazy in Florida.
Yay.
Surprise, surprise.
Florida woman has been arrested for attacking her boyfriend with... You guys have to guess.
Oh.
A mace.
Nope. A fire extinguisher.
Nope. Mm. Hamburger.
What?
Hamburger.
Like you do.
Clearwater Police say 27-year-old Brown Moore was arguing with Brown Thornton over the infidelity when things got heated. Moore allegedly threw a burger at Thornton, hitting him in the eye.
Ow.
Oh. Police say when they questioned the woman, she admitted, "I may have hit him." Moore works for a restaurant, and it is unclear if that's where she got the weapon from.
The weapon.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that. It is 6:13. Coming up, we'll check your birthdays here. Just a minute on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Man, if you're responsible for the haircuts in your family, your sons, maybe even your fathers or grandfathers, there's one barbershop that will make everyone happy. Just go to Sonny's. Sonny's is Aggieland's traditional barbershop with the tradition of giving great haircuts in an environment appropriate and comfortable for men of any age. No one knows hair like the pros at Sonny's, and no barbershop supports your family values like Sonny's. Become a part of the Sonny's tradition to get everything you're looking for in a barbershop. Sonny's Barbershop on Villa Maria across from McDonald's.
All right, good morning to you. It's 6:14 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Infomaniacs starts you off on June the 12th. This is the 163rd day of the year of our Lord 2015. There are 202 left. 9 days to Father's Day, 22 days to the 4th of July, and 588 days left of Hopi and Chingy. Superman Day is today. National Peanut Butter Cookie Day. Banana Split Days. So chocolate chip cookies get a day. Banana Split gets 2 days.
Nice.
Okay. And there's 52 Sundays a year.
Now, there you go. In my humble opine, it's National Beef Jerky Day. One of the best things ever.
Yeah.
Crowded Nest Awareness Day. Yeah, I got nothing. It's Loving Day and Red Rose Day today.
Shouldn't every day be Loving Day?
Sure.
Let's be honest.
And birthdays for today.
Birthdays today. We got Dave Franco is 30. He's the, some would say, the younger, more talented brother of James Franco, of course.
I would agree with that.
Kenny Wayne Shepherd's 38 today. Yeah. He's the blues guitar prodigy, which is totally awesome.
Kenny Wayne Whitebread Shepherd.
That's right. And, of course, today is George Bush the Elder's birthday. He's 91 today.
And storming on.
Absolutely. So happy birthday, Mr. President. That's totally cool. Over the weekend, Chris Evans has a birthday on Saturday.
Whoa. You're putting the cart before the horse.
Oh, am I?
Yes. I know you're new. Saturday, World Juggling Day. Blame Someone Else Day. I like Saturday even more. The continuation of Banana Split Day.
Oh, the rest of it.
Work at Home Father's Day, Sewing Machine Day, and the start, I don't know why, on Saturday, of National Hermit Week. National Hermit Week.
All right.
And birthdays for Saturday.
There's actually a couple of Avengers that have birthdays this on Saturday. Aaron Taylor Johnson, who was Quicksilver in this last Avengers movie, is going to be 25. Chris Evans, who plays Captain America, going to be 34. And Kat Dennings and Stellan Skarsgård also have birthdays. They were both in the Thor movies. Stellan Skarsgård is 64. And Kat Dennings is going to be 29. So those are the birthdays coming up on Saturday.
And on Sunday, we've got Flag Day. Pause for the Pledge Day. Race Unity Day. Family History Day. Remind me of Race Unity Day later. I saw a fascinating story on Fox News this morning. Family History Day. Multicultural American Child Day. Huh?
What?
Magic Circle Day. Huh?
What is Magic Circle Day?
U.S. Army's 240th birthday. Salute to the Army. Strawberry Shortcakes Day, Blood Donor Day, and this is one I think this here radio program can probably stand behind proudly on Sunday. If you will, gentlemen, join me on National Bourbon Day.
Uh-huh. Nice.
And birthdays for Sunday.
We got Diablo Cody's going to be 37. She wrote Juno, and that's pretty much the only thing really that she did that was important.
That was good enough for me.
Yeah. She also did United States of Tara, which a lot of people like that show.
It's unusual.
Yeah, Steffi Graf, the tennis player, 46 on Sunday. Yasmin Bleeth from...
my childhood.
Baywatch fame. She's 47. And Donald Trump is going to be 69 years old on Sunday.
Gee, please elect me as President Donald Trump. Please, please. Ooh, pick
and,
me.
And Magic Circle is the British organization founded in London in 1905, 110 years old, dedicated to promoting and advancing the art of magic.
There you go.
Oh, and not circles.
I thought that was the Magician's Brotherhood or something like that.
Just want to be clear on that. Time to Tech the Dow, brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Johnson & Johnson has begun a research partnership to find the root cause of type 1 diabetes and to stop the hormonal disorder in its tracks. It's the healthcare giant's first project under its ambitious initiative to prevent or at least intercept and reduce harm from many diseases. Shares of Axovant Sciences nearly doubled in value after the dementia drug developer said its initial public offering raised $315 million, more than Axovant had expected. The offering values Axovant around $1.4 billion, and the stock climbed 99% to end its first trading day at $29.90. The company's main drug candidate, a once-a-day treatment for dementia, is about to hit late-stage trials. Acura is recalling two recent models because the automatic emergency braking systems can malfunction and put the vehicles at risk of a collision, showing how even sophisticated safety technology can be prone to real-world glitches. Futures are little changed. And that's Your Money Now.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-221-0117. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-221-0117. That's 1-800-221-0117.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF. We create chemistry.
This is an important message.
One that you want to listen to.
Hit it.
It's summertime.
Woo!
Come on! Gather up your friends and family and hit the road in a brand new RV from RV Station in Bryan.
Come on now, come on. Let's hit the road.
Woo!
Save thousands right now at the pre-4th of July sale. Get the best prices in the country on the country's best brand.
That's right.
Brands like Jayco, Rockwood, and Raptor.
You can't help but look.
Why pre-4th of July sale? Because you might want to use your new camper this 4th of July.
Woo!
Come on! Do a little fishing.
Do a little boating.
Woo!
Play some games with the kids.
Or maybe just a romantic getaway with the sweetheart.
Whatever your definition of fun, you can do it all with your brand new RV from RV Station. Get started on your family summer fun at the pre-4th of July sale at RV Station in Bryan. 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Check us out online, rvstation.com.
Come on now, come on. Let's hit the road.
News Talk 1620 WTAW weather forecast time brought to us by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. For more, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. 30% chance of showers today, mostly after lunch, and we'll see a high of 90. 20% chance of some more rain tonight. That's mostly after 1 o'clock in the morning. They're saying these storms could be fairly severe, and when we get the daytime heating like this, you may see some of that. More rain likely, though, 74 for you tomorrow. A 50% chance of some storms and 88. Same on Sunday, but we bumped the rain chance on Sunday up to 70% and a high of 88. 94% humidity, winds out of the south at 6. It's 74 at News Talk 1620 WTAW. And the Sean Hannity update coming up next.
Dr. Drew Johnson is with us. Doctor, I've heard you say that 90% of women who take thyroid hormones will fail to feel normal. Now, that's kind of a scary number. Tell me what that means.
That means that there's many different causes for thyroid symptoms, and they're only being treated one way. If you don't know the real cause, you really can't treat it.
So if you have a thyroid problem, or think you do, you have an educational seminar coming up for that?
Absolutely. And at that seminar, we're going to discuss the multiple causes of the hypothyroid symptoms and what missing labs are needed to identify the problem and why simply taking thyroid medication may not impact your condition at all.
Now, space is limited?
Space is limited. We're trying to limit it to 25 people.
What do you charge for guests to attend?
It's absolutely free.
So if they'd like to get some more information about a thyroid problem, they need to register for the seminar?
Absolutely. Just call 268-1162. Reserve your spot.
Johnson Performance and Wellness Center.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
All right, so the U.S. is officially now the biggest oil and natural gas producer in the world, overtaking Russia as the top producer. Now, most of this growth is due to shale production on private, state-owned lands in America, no thanks to the federal government. And according to the Heritage Foundation analysis of a Congressional Research Service report, since 2007, federal production of natural gas both on and offshore fell 33%. On state and private lands, it grew 40% over the same time frame. Crude oil production on federal lands in 2012 was below 2007 levels, but grew 35% on non-federal lands. In other words, thanks to privacy, thanks to private landholders, we are number one. Imagine what we could do if we open up federal lands.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
And now another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A man told his wife he only wanted a nice card this Father's Day, so she went to Golfsmith and got the new tailor-made AeroBurner iron set and a free $100 gift card. He was overwhelmed by the thoughtfulness of the card and couldn't really blame her for keeping the irons for herself. Hurry into Golfsmith from now until June 28th and get a free gift card of up to $100 when you purchase a new tailor-made AeroBurner club. Golfsmith, anything for golf.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do. Valak.
Hot weather's coming, and for some, being without air conditioning can be a life-threatening experience. That's why Malik has joined with the Salvation Army for a summer box fan giveaway. Malik's kicked it off with a donation of 100 box fans. You can help too. Drop off any donations made out to the Salvation Army at the Malik office, 10464 State Highway 30 in College Station during business hours, or call Malik at 776-2222 for more details. Helping to provide comfort for those in need. Part of the Malik difference. License number TACLA 92626C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam at brianbroadcasting.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Superheroes are all the rage. How many movies have come out with superheroes? The Avengers, Hulk, Spider-Man, Superman versus Batman's coming soon. So, in that vein, if you think about it, being superstitious means that you think you can change events with superpowers. So I found this at crack.com. If one, you think you can influence the outcome of a sporting event, generally this is for the guys. If someone told you that they could make the Spurs win with their mind, you would think they were nuts. But that's really no different than wearing a lucky jersey or not washing your socks before the playoffs. Let's face it, unless you're playing, there's no way you could affect the game. How about communicating with inanimate objects? You'd be surprised. A lot of people think that they can talk to their car to get it to start. Guilty as charged. I also yell at the TV. Reading omens and signs. People want to believe the universe is trying to tell them something. You lock your keys in your car? That's supposed to be some sort of message that you shouldn't go. It's not. Making bad things happen by joking about them. Again, guilty as charged. All radio people are, but I digress. But you wake up on a sunny day and make a joke about the rain, and then suddenly someone wants to blame you for ruining their picnic? No. If you could really control future events, you'd be using them for stuff like, oh, I don't know, the lottery. Or casting spells on supermodels. Now that would be a superpower, which is why you and I, neither one, have it. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. You know, you can head in there, and you probably did for Mother's Day, but how about Father's Day? There's pretty cool stuff in there. Rolex watches, some memorabilia. If he collects old coins, or just buy him some silver or gold. There's not a dad in the world that wouldn't go, cool. To see all that he's got, you can find out information online at davidsjewelryandcoins.com. That's plural, coins. Or they're on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Quick look at the forecast again. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly after lunch, we'll see 90 for the high. Overnight low tonight, 74. We'll keep a 20% chance of rain in there. It's 74 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the spring with the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder, complete with a $300 factory rebate and a $500 cash rebate. only $12,195 or 10% down and payments of only $162 per month. Norman G. Tractor asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Norman G. makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade-in could be your down payment. Norman G. Tractor voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normangtractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
No matter how safely you drive or how safe your car is, there's one thing that will keep you from getting hurt in a car accident more than any other. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Americans love their cars, and I bet you'll be surprised to realize how much time we actually spend in them.
On average, Americans spend, either as a driver or a passenger, 18 and a half hours a week in their cars.
Ann Lutz Fernandez, co-author of the book Carjacked.
Which may not sound like a lot until you total it up. And out of our waking hours, that means that we are in our vehicles almost 2 months out of every year. Versus 25 years ago, we are driving twice as much.
While cars are safer than ever before, drivers are not.
The statistics have shown that all of the additions that we have had to car safety have made us feel more invulnerable than we are, so that a lot of the driving that we do that is dangerous, driving too close, changing lanes quickly, braking suddenly, driving while texting, a lot of that dangerous behavior arises from a false sense of security that our car is safe and that this safety equipment will protect us.
Regardless of how safe your car is, whether or not you're likely to get into a car crash is determined mostly by one thing.
The amount that you drive is your biggest risk factor, and your car's safety equipment can help protect you, but there's nothing safer than driving less.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:33, 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Flooding in One Bryan neighborhood was one of the reasons residents spoke at this week's city council meeting. Larry Gilbert was among those representing the Castle Heights neighborhood, located off Highway 21 between the freeway and the airport.
I would like to ask the council to get someone to go in the creek behind the park and go to Old Reliance Road and figure out why all of a sudden we got a flooding issue there. The fire department had to rescue an elderly lady because of the flood.
Gilbert also said he's been asking for a fire hydrant for 30 years, something that was also sought by a 50-year resident, Dimple Sisbury.
There was a fire not too long ago out in our community. I do commend the Bryan Fire Department. They were there. They did their jobs in an excellent manner, but they had to block off all of the entrance of coming into that area from Conroy Street because there are no fire hydrants. So they have to run hoses from High Street down Conroy, around Castle, back up to George in order to do their job.
The council was also asked to build detention ponds on city-owned land and extend a street south to Old Reliance Road. Recent layoffs and furloughs from Washington County employers affecting thousands of people throughout the Brazos Valley has led to a joint effort to expand workforce training at Blinn College in Brenham. Board of Trustees President David Summer, in comments provided by the college, says it was important for Blinn to respond to a challenging situation.
As a community college, it's opportunities like this where we should step forward and take responsibility for the training needs of our community.
Blinn spokesman Richard Bray says there are pledges totaling $500,000 towards a $1.5 million federal grant to build a 12,000-square-foot facility.
We have the opportunity to double our workforce facilities there in the Hody Center, and we can use the administrative assets that we already have and expand our offerings and introduce some new courses so that that our workers here have an opportunity to learn some new skills in some high-demand, high-skill industries.
The trustees approved contributing $100,000 as part of the local match, which Bray says will come from a mix of tuition, fees, and state revenue. Brenham's Community Development Corporation pledged $100,000 in land, $250,000 in cash, and the Washington County Commission committed $50,000. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office has announced plea agreements in three criminal cases that's resulted in prison time. One involves a man who lives near Lufkin being convicted of drunk driving for the eighth time. 57-year-old Saturnino Vasquez, who was on parole at the time of his arrest by a state trooper last July 4th, was sentenced to 25 years. Another arrest from last July also resulted in a 25-year sentence. 38-year-old Ricky Conchola of Bryan was arrested after police found $50,000 of methamphetamine in his home. Conchola, who was on probation at the time of the raid, was also in illegal possession of two rifles. And a man from Hearn has admitted to trying to fire a handgun during a disturbance in Bryan last year, but it malfunctioned. 26-year-old Cedric Henderson was sentenced to 20 years for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Bryan police have issued a video of a suspect in a theft last week at the Westside Walmart. You can watch it on our website at WTAW.com. Bryan police has also announced the arrest of a 16-year-old boy who's accused of an armed robbery last month at the Chevron convenience store at Leonard Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. A school district in the Texas Panhandle has fired a teacher who said online that she was inclined to support racial segregation after watching widely circulated video of the former McKinney police officer, who was white, wrestling a black teenager to the ground. The Friendship School District issued a statement Thursday that it was disappointed by the thoughtlessness of the Facebook post. Elementary school teacher Karen Fitzgibbons told the Lubbock Avalanche Journal that she has apologized for her comments. Fitzgibbons says she was angered the corporal was forced to resign after pushing the teen to the ground last week. A Florida school district earlier announced a high school principal was reassigned after he expressed support online for the officer. In a related item, the Dallas Morning News reports former officer David Eric Casebolt has hired a criminal defense attorney in case authorities pursue charges against him. That's in addition to a second lawyer who is representing Casebolt in civil litigation. Governor Abbott said yesterday was an historic day as he signed legislation recognizing pastors' rights to say no to gay marriage.
Pastors now have the freedom to exercise their First Amendment rights.
Abbott out in the governor's mansion patio is flanked by lawmakers and surrounded by a few dozen religious leaders as he signed the Texas Pastor Protection Act into law.
So these pastors will know no law, no court decision can coerce them to violate their First Amendment rights.
The law even has the support of LGBT groups like Equality Texas.
No clergy person shall ever be compelled to perform a religious ceremony that doesn't conform to the tenets of their faith.
Director Chuck Smith, it all now depends on whether the U.S. Supreme Court strikes down the state's gay marriage ban. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. We'll have more news for you at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
It's the Ride of Your Life sales event going on now at Douglas Nissan. Get your new 2015 Nissan Altima for 0% for 72 months, plus $1,000 in APR cash with NMAC financing. We have over 80 in stock, only at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off of Highway 6 and College Station.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to keep you healthy. A doctor who's connected to a network of expert care. A doctor who's your link to a world of specialists and advanced treatment. St. Joseph physicians are caring, responsive, convenient, and connected. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Bombers baseball tonight. Tickets start at $5 at Cellucor Field.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, and free online banking. So if you're facing a change in your bank, why not change for the better? Prosperity's the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC.
Good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW at 641. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia. Scott will be back with us on Monday. In the meantime, it's time to check your weather forecast. And it's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine today, but clouds will pop up as the day goes on, and a few of them may develop into an isolated shower or thunderstorm late today. High temperatures will be 90 to 95. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm
for more than 70 years. Farmers and ranch.
Clouds and sun tomorrow with the threat of a shower or a thunderstorm later in the day, 85 to 90. Partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Sunday, partial sun, the chance of a shower or thunderstorm, 85 to near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I'm going to let you know who won what when it comes to the list of team honors that the Aggies gave out on Thursday. Also, I'm going to let you in on the craziness that is the NBA Finals going on right now. And we'll take a look at how the Rangers did. It's all coming up on your sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Thank you, sir. It is 6:42, and wow, the United States government has just been bad.
what do you mean? Like protecting for the past data? Decade, or
I mean, now they're saying anybody that's ever worked for the government ever had their information, their personal identity information stolen.
Wow,
all of them, anybody ever, retirees, servicemen, everybody.
Holy jeez. I can't say I'm terribly surprised. If you work for the government, you're just handing over your private information.
No, and I didn't have time. I wanted to grab the audio from this morning, which is the show that's on before this one. They were talking about the identity breach. They're thinking it's the Chinese, yada, yada, yada. The thing that struck me, though, is the government employees union representative was upset. Because while all this is going on and government employees are calling a number that they were given to get questions answered, nobody would answer the phone. No humans were there to take care of them. Have you ever called the government? Have you ever done it? Ever?
Yeah.
As somebody that has had to deal with that with my dad, with both the VA and Medicare, Medicaid, really?
It's not that I'm lazy. It's that I just don't care.
I heard that and almost crawled through the radio.
You know, it reminds me of that commercial with the two supercomputers that are just alone in the room. And they're like, this person's on hold. They're going to be there all day.
I really and truly couldn't believe it. I'm like, of all the things in the world you're going to complain about, and maybe I'm the only one, but I find it very hard to believe that anybody that has ever called a government institution on the phone got satisfaction.
In other news, I went to the DMV and there was a line. I can't believe it.
Well, that was nice. Lounging around on the radio recliner for just a few minutes. A little radio therapy for just me.
Mm-hmm.
White House is pushing back on the notion that President Obama is trying to influence the Supreme Court as it prepares for the ruling that could unravel the Affordable Care Act. president has ramped up his criticism of the court in the past few days, saying at one point that the justices should never take the case in the first place. When asked yesterday about the pressure from the White House, Josh Ernst, who's not, told reporters, in all likelihood, the decision in the case has already been reached and written. The decision will be made by a separate but equal branch of government. Well, what else is he going to say?
I'm going to take my ball and go home.
Did he say separate but equal branch of government?
Yes.
Okay.
Out loud he did.
Yeah. Okay.
Ernst adds, I think the president's views this as a significant achievement of his presidency. It has an impact on millions of Americans.
Notice he didn't say positive impact.
No. The devil's in the details, don't you know? Posturing, posing, and press releases from the campaign trail where Hillary Clinton won't talk to anybody, but people are talking about Hillary Clinton. After a very strong showing, Bernie Sanders popped up in the Iowa polls very strongly. Democratic Congressman Luis Gutierrez on some television program took a shot at Sanders saying, we've got the socialist, I can't remember his name, Bernie Sanders. I don't know if he likes immigrants because he doesn't seem to talk about immigrants. But sooner or later, he'll tell us. I hope he likes immigrants. I can't make this stuff up. Can't do it.
It's getting more and more just ridiculous.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
It was close, but the House voted 217 to 212 yesterday to okay procedures for considering two key trade bills, setting up the final vote, which is sometime today. Nobody knows exactly when yet. Not predicting victory, but House Speaker John Boehner told reporters, I'm encouraged. We've had good discussions this week on a bipartisan basis, which scares the devil out of me.
Mm-hmm.
We've addressed concerns raised by our members and, frankly, by the Democrats. President Obama wants to fast-track the authority, so it's just an up-or-down vote, and nobody's allowed to look at it. You can go, the House and Senate can go to a security-driven room. They can't take pictures. They can't bring any of it out with us. We can't see any of it, but they're allowed to look at it and then vote. The only saving grace is somewhere in the trade bill, there's apparently a 60-day window where it's going to be open where everybody's got to look at it, but nobody will confirm or deny it because they can't. Because it's all
legally. Yep.
Yeah.
Are they going to tell us when that window is? Or?
Oh, I don't have a clue.
That's kind of important, right?
Honest to goodness, this thing is so messed up from top to bottom in my humble opine. Glenn Beck was talking about it yesterday, and he was rattling off names on both sides of, you know, who liked the idea and who didn't. And the ones that you would think would be all for it aren't. And people like Rand Paul and everybody else who have always hated stuff like this. But why can we not see it? That's my only question.
Because then we wouldn't want it.
No, I mean, it's not unprecedented that we can't see
it. No, I understand. Got you all unraveled.
No, I'm confused. There is a reason, and there's a good reason, but there's just because it can't be seen or discussed specifically, the people who aren't discussing it or who are hiding behind that fact don't seem to be willing to discuss the parts that they might be able to just say a little bit more about to put people at ease.
Look, the government redacts everything always all the time.
Yeah.
So they could go in there, and if it's a number, because I know some of it is, you know, this country's going to get a better deal than this country. We'll redact that. I mean, there's certain little things in there that I'm sure, you know, okay, yeah, we'll find out after the fact. But I'm kind of with you on this one. I'm about ready to auger myself into the ground.
Well, the part that I'm confused or the part that I don't like is what sounds like we would be giving up some sort of autonomy, that we would be letting other groups, even if we're just a small part of it, make decisions globally.
Well, that and the fact that they would give an open-ended pen to the president, even the next president, for like the next, I think it's four or five years. That scares the bejesus out of me, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. We got to come back and visit sports here first. We've got to do Print Talk Texas with Mr. Neil Sperry, Fight Texas Aggie, and it's all brought to you by Producers Co-op. All brought to you by Producers Co-op.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Could you use a little air about now? Texas summers can get pretty stifling, and the wisest gardeners among us make provision to cope with the weather. With 8 or 10 weeks of tropical heat yet ahead, there are some great ways of beating the high temperatures, cooling the summer. Our program today, right after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344. Could you use a little air about now? Texas summers can get pretty stifling, and the wisest gardeners among us make provision to cope with the weather. With 8 or 10 weeks of tropical heat yet ahead, there are some great ways of beating the high temperatures, cooling the summer. Our program today, right after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. If you're trying to cool the summer, you want to maintain free flow of air through the summer. Don't plant dense shrubs and don't erect tall fences and walls that will keep the winds from reaching your pool or patio area. You can build privacy screens that will still allow air to filter on through. Wooden fences can be louvered so they give privacy, yet air can whisk between the slats. Wrought iron fencing is the ultimate in security and enclosure without blocking any of the air movement. Welded wire fencing is less expensive, less formal, and virtually as effective at enclosing, containing, and securing without blocking the breeze. You want to remove the lowest limbs from dense shrubs and shade trees. You can create a horticultural equivalent of a wind tunnel by directing the air beneath the plants and onto your lawn and patio. If you've ever been between tall city buildings on a cold, windy day in the wintertime, you have felt those effects of channeled air. Turn that concept 90 degrees onto its side, and you can have the same impact in your landscape. All that wind blowing in from the coast, in fact, in parts of Texas, has to go somewhere. Let it go beneath your trees and large shrubs and onto your sweaty body. Again, to use an analogy from a different element of nature, think about what a river does when it comes through a constricted canyon. By removing lower limbs, you create a sort of rapids of airflow. Misting, more accurately fogging, is an option. Our grandparents used swamp coolers. Parts of Texas still do. These were boxes that hung from windows. Water dripped through excelsior pads around their perimeters and recirculated back through the system many times each hour. As the fan pulled water across the pads, the evaporation of that water cooled the air, which was then blown into the house. This is still the principle by which Texas greenhouses are cooled in the summer, and it's virtually the same concept that restaurants use to cool patrons dining and visiting in their courtyards and on their patios. There are home mist systems that specialists can install around your entertainment zone, and they will cool you down. What more quaint way to tame the heat than to hang a ceiling fan from a huge tree limb or patio roof? Electricians can help you. There are special housings to keep water out, and there are fans that are made to withstand these conditions. Of course, you want to ask for the help of a pro and conceal the fan as best you can. Camouflage green blades, for example, would be better than fire engine red. If you don't want to hang a ceiling fan from above, consider mounting small oscillating fans beneath the eaves of your house or gazebo. There are ways. I'm Neil Sperry. Vines work
work in little spaces in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I am Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:54. The Texas A&M baseball team announced its annual list of team honors on Thursday after the Aggies concluded the 2015 campaign with a 50-14 record, extending their school record string of consecutive NCAA championship appearances to 9 seasons and claiming their 7th overall NCAA regional title. Among some of the award winners last night, the Marion Pugh Most Valuable Player Award went to Blake Allemand. The C.E. Pat Olson Outstanding Pitcher Award was given to Grayson Long. The Wally Moon Award was given to Mitchell Now. The Marion Pugh Spirit Award to Corbin Martin, and the Breezy RBI Award to Logan Taylor. Well, a score of 5,913 points placed Jenna Heeman sixth in a very competitive heptathlon as she became just the third Aggie to score in the event at the NCAA Championships. She scored the first points for the A&M women on the second day of the national meet in front of a crowd of over 10,000 at Hayward Field. Heeman's point total is second best on A&M's all-time list behind her over 6,000 point score set at the Texas Relays in March. Previously, there's only been one other NCAA heptathlon in 2013 where more than one athlete produced a score of over 6,000 points. Well, after a successful 3-1 road trip, the Brazos Valley Bombers returned to Cellucor Field to open up a 4-game homestand as the Bombers faced off against the Acadiana Cane Cutters last night. There were a few bright spots here and there for the Bombers, including TCL Player of the Week Giante Jackson, who went 2-5 with a walk and an RBI double. Second baseman and leadoff hitter Jimmy Norris, the league leader in stolen bases, added to his total with 2 more last night. The final score, however, was 5-3 with the Cane Cutters taking the first game of the 2-game series. The series concludes tonight with Bush 41 night at the ballpark. The Bombers will be celebrating President George H.W. Bush's birthday in style thanks to the George Bush Presidential Library. After the game, the second Friday night fireworks spectacular presented by Teeks is going to take place. First pitch for that game will be tonight at 7:05. The NBA Finals are now a best of three. The series is tied at 2 games apiece following the Warriors' 103-82 win over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Andre Iguodala and Stephen Curry each scored 22 points as Golden State avoided its first 3-game losing streak of the entire season. The Warriors hit 12 three-pointers with Curry going 4-for-7 and Iguodala going 4-for-9. Draymond Green had his best game of the series, finishing with 17 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists after being listed as questionable for the game because of back spasms. Green was hoping his team would step it up a bit.
Who got a 50-50 ball? Who dove on the floor? Dellavedova. Who dove on the floor for the other loose ball? Dellavedova. Who dove on the floor? Mike Miller. I mean, all right, that's 3 loose balls. That's a possibility of 6 more points.
He said it seems like they're resting on their laurels.
They're playing like a team desperate and needs something. And we're playing like a team not desperate and got something. And it's not the case.
The Warriors enjoyed a 12-point halftime lead before the Cavs cut the margin to 70-13 by the final minute of the third quarter. Curry drained a 3-pointer in the waning moments of the third period, igniting a 9-0 run that gave Golden State a comfortable 12-point advantage. The Warriors led by double digits the rest of the way. It was a rough night for LeBron James, who finished 2 assists shy of a triple-double for the second straight game, but shot 7 of 22 and suffered a cut on his head late in the second quarter. James was scoreless in the fourth quarter and finished with 20 points and 10 rebounds. He said his team simply lacks the manpower.
We know they're going to, you know, come in feeling like it's a must-win, but for us, we just go on and play our game. We have nothing to lose. I continue to say we undermanned, we outmatched. We just go out and play hard. We live with the results.
The Cavs couldn't overcome some miserable shooting across the team, and Timofey Mozgov had a game-high 28 points and grabbed 10 rebounds for Cleveland. In Rangers baseball,
Mark Canha spears the line drive, and the A's take 2 out of 3 from Texas. 8 sparkling innings from Kazmir. They beat Texas by the final of 7-0.
Scott Kazmir tossed 1-hit ball over 8 innings of Oakland's 7-0 shutout of Texas. The Athletics were clinging to a 1-0 lead in the 8th until Mark Canha hit a 2-run homer and Jose Reddick added a 3-run blast in a 6-run rally. The Rangers look to start fresh tonight at Global Life Park in Arlington as they face off against the Minnesota Twins. First pitch is at 7:05, and you can catch that action on the Zone HD 95.1-3. The Astros had the night off, but will look to put an end to their 7-game losing streak tonight in Houston against the Seattle Mariners. First pitch for that game is at 7:10. And that's been a look at your morning sports update, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. For News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Brad Mitchell.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs, in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, just shy of 8 o'clock. Today's high, we're looking at 90 with a 30% chance of rain. And thanks for waking up with News Talk 1620 and 103.5 FM WTAW College Station, Brian, Buffalo. I'm Kevin O'Connor, sitting in for Scott DeLucia and the rest of the Infomaniacs. Here's your headlines.